And we're starting the show, and I brought that down too hard, and I'm singing off-key, too.
Blah. Yeah.
Yes, this is Papa's Basement. I am your show host, John Papagiorgio, joined by Full House today, going from my left to my right. Hold on, I have to pan the camera over by hand on YouTube for this momentous occasion. Left to right, Pete Maybe.
Hey, guys, what's up? At Pete Maybe on Twitter. Maybe not on Tumblr, and also PeteMaybe.com.
Yeah! Travis Dorward!
Oh, and then I'm also...
Jesus Christ!
I'm also stepping over Travis. I'm also on Snapchat as PeteMaybe.
Why?
That is a place you might see me.
You get all of his dick pics.
Yeah.
That's just all I want to say, yeah.
I've taken some
good ones with that plane that flies around. There's like one of those...
Like the beach plane that advertises Nathan's hot dogs?
Exactly. I had it flying on my dick.
Okay.
And I just thought, you know, you guys might like to see that.
He puts his head in the little face shape.
Oh, yeah.
And the hot dog and all that. Yeah.
I do want to say legitimately, I am really grossed out by the amount of, like, shirtless pics you've tried to, like, subtly sneak into your social media.
Oh, that I'm doing... Like, recently, yeah.
Yeah, like, I can, because I know what's going on
you
in your life.
You go through relationships, and I'm like,
what a needy...
You get thirsty.
Yeah, hungry for reassurance, bitch he is. Like, you're just posting stuff like, spilled tomato sauce on my shirt, and it's just like, you and your jeans.
Oh, mamma mia. Wow.
It's horrible, man.
But you also just described every comedian ever.
90% of male comedians are fat pigs, so they're not doing
it. Well, I was saying, like, needy and, like,
I was going to say, we all need reassurance.
Yeah, reassurance, attention.
Yeah, but we try to get that via laughter. Pete's just like, oh, what is this?
I put it. I do it for the art form.
Why is... Your mic wasn't on. I apologize.
So much, man.
There we go.
So much disrespect right now.
Just
I'm getting cut off my intros.
Maybe if you didn't sleep.
My mic's not working.
No, your mic's on. I just didn't have it on.
It can't work like this.
You're good. So we have Travis Dorward in studio, comedian from D.C., friend of the show and been on the show a lot lately. Travis is wearing, I don't want to call them Terminator sunglasses. They're not the gargoyles that the T-800 was wearing.
I'm a cool guy now, I guess.
But, yeah, you look like Weekend at Bernie's meets, like, I don't know, Elton John in the mid-80s, like, when he wasn't in his stage sunglasses that had the palm trees and flamingos on him and crap. Just, like, hungover, coked out Elton John, like, you know, just sitting at a Hyatt.
It was the kid in high school who, like, practiced karate when no one else was with him.
Oh, no, he doesn't look like Dylan Klebold.
You never know when you'll need karate.
Well,
there's always attackers out there. And bears.
Okay, Travis is going to... You're shading your way through the whole show, right?
Yeah, this is gonna be an artist.
So we're going to just...
Haters.
Here on out, you are the sunglasses kid.
That's right.
Okay. So we can call you SK, TSK, but I'm going to go with the sunglasses kid for the whole show. If I slip up and say Travis...
Call me Blade.
Call you Blade.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Okay. You know what? Blade, much cooler. I'm jealous that he got... I was going to call Dibble Blade like 20 minutes in, but egg on this ass's face. All righty then. And we also have another D.C. area comedian. I like to say D.C. area. That might be pigeonholing you. Do you go elsewhere to ply your comedy?
I go wherever I want.
There you go.
No, DMV area.
She's a big girl with a car. Sarah Roche. Sarah, plug your social media.
You can follow me at Rochesaurus, and that's it.
Rochesaurus. Yeah. You have Instagram,
Twitter? Yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
MySpace.
Facebook.
MySpace, Friendster.
You can see all of my brooding poetry from 8th grade on MySpace if you want.
Nice.
Nice.
It's
all on my live journal.
I desperately want to get into my old MySpace, but just for like the worst reasons, just to holler at the girls that I pulled from it like 12 years ago.
I do it every now and then just to pull out like really old pictures of me looking absolutely ridiculous. Like I had that blonde streak and all the piercings and stuff.
Oh, so you were a gremlin.
Yeah.
At one point. All right.
Why would you ever change?
Yeah, you really...
It worked for a time.
You definitely
not
sound
as a
like
31-year-old man.
You got jerked off while wearing a pair of Vans and Jenkos.
Do you have a skateboard?
I certainly did. Oh,
see,
yeah.
I'm sitting here like, that's the guy I jerked off. Like, damn. Like,
okay. Specifically Pete. Okay.
No.
And if you're not sure, it's
I like how when you said Pete, she was like, oh, God, no.
No. That's not how...
Never say that about me.
Oh, God. But there is a skateboard in my trunk.
Oh.
Really?
Just in case anybody he gets murdered excited a child. By
just was, case, was there a skateboarding
yeah, in case you have to escape yeah. mall security?
I murdered a child. That's how I got it.
Nice.
I'm not that old.
So that's the trophy you take then. That's your M.O.
Oh, come on.
Okay, John Wayne Gacy. I'm just trying to riff. Just play along here. Pete.
Yo.
So the rest of us were on the Papa's football show earlier today, pfpod.com, for those interested. If you're into the NFL,
blah.
Go there, yada, 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 yada.
But I mean, Pete, it's like an all right show.
Pete had baby's day out, apparently, because Pete didn't want to join that show, which is
so
fine.
So John wanted to do the show back to back because we could have the studio for like a really long time block. And I said, hey, that's cool, but let's try and get us, you know, going at like 8 o'clock, something like that. He said, yeah, we're going to do that. Of course, that is not what happened. But I get out of work maybe like 5:30 every day or something like that. So I was going to be out early. So I asked John, hey, can I borrow your gym code key from...
Yes, from my previous apartment in the parking lot
one
time.
A place you lived at 1 year ago.
Yes, I found the pass.
Because I know it still works.
That could buzz you in to the gym. And I stole one of those.
What is a gym?
It's the thing that goes after Slim. And it's delicious, and it killed Macho Man.
R.I.P.
Also, your true. Mom's new boyfriend.
Oh.
I don't deserve these shades. Yeah. I'm not cool like Sarah.
Sarah.
So if you want to wear them.
Yeah, you get the burn shades now. It's like the talking stick.
They might be fogged up for my fat sweat.
It's okay. But... they're going to be fogged up by my fat sweat.
So I asked John if I could borrow his card so that I could kill some time because I knew he was going to do the football podcast early. I know that, that's how Brian set it up, and that's how you guys wanted to do it, and I wanted us to have a
Yeah, and you were embarrassed because you came and did one of the football shows, and you were picking teams based on who had the prettiest team jerseys.
I don't remember doing that, but I probably did.
You did.
Yeah.
It was bad.
And so I went there, and then it turned out the place was closed.
No, I went there. Sorry.
I went over to the gym. It was closed. I sent you the picture. I said that they're only open during management hours, mm-hmm. which if I lived at that place, I would be absolutely irate.
That
was the only time you're going to be able to go to the gym if you live in an apartment complex is after you get out of work.
Yeah.
Right? Am I crazy? Or...
No. The management
you
is
are,
there.
You are, but not for that reason.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I go to the gym.
I think during the week they're open until about 7 p.m., so maybe you can get in a quick workout, but... I'm jumping to the conclusion here, like, a lot of teens had to be banging on the equipment at, like, 2 a.m.
Is that what you think?
That's got to be it, dude.
I'm hoping so.
That's what John thinks about at all times, just teens having sex.
Exactly. Like, if I come back to my car and I haven't locked it, I like to pretend that they picked it and then...
and then had sex in it.
Screwed on the gear shift, yeah.
And then what if, stole your really important stuff.
Yes. What if he was telling us this? Like, no, really, there are teens always fucking my car. And we're like, shut the
shut fudge up, sir.
And then it's actually true. I think that'd be really funny.
Yeah,
I think you should put cameras in your car
sell it,
and we can make some money. Yeah.
All right, exactly. If any teen listeners are out there, come have sex in John's.
Yeah, I won't sell it to the Bang Bros Network or anything.
Don't right. mind that kid's skateboarding pizza car.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some release.
How are we going to lure
dash.
Him in? Right.
To my
free Wi-Fi.
Teens just need a place to bang, dude. Don't you remember being that
age? I do have free Wi-Fi in my car.
But now it also has to look pretty on Instagram, I think.
What, the sex?
It needs filters.
Well, the sex place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will dust off my dashboard then. And I'll plug in the cigarette burn that Pete left on my passenger's chair.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I got plenty.
And leave some mints. Be courteous.
Okay. Some mints, some wet naps.
Ew.
Like you've had wings.
This should be like an app, like Uber, but for teen sex. Like John will just drive you around.
Horrible thing to like.
Just a teen sex.
I'll bring you condoms, wet naps.
We're not
spermicidal
cursing,
lube,
so
whatever
fine.
You need.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry.
Just like a little dispenser with Viagras and Valtrexes and whatever else the kids need. So
whatever they need.
That's what I'm guessing happened because you used to be able to walk into that thing like 2 a.m. And I gotta figure if you're living in an apartment. You've got no privacy. Hell, I had a house with the folks, and I had no privacy.
It's terrifying.
The folks. Just folks.
Just folks.
Yeah, that's actually the name of my country rock band, Just Folks. it's apostrophe in there somewhere to make it seem folksy. So I can only assume people are using their passes to sneak out there and either have sex or whack one out or do Christ knows what. Really? Because it's the only privacy, like, teens.
To whack one out, though, is really funny to think about.
I mean...
why you would go in that open space and whack one out. I guess they're really great mirrors.
Have no
it's the thrill
space
of the risk
to your
of
own
being caught.
Oh, maybe so. The manager is just, like, obese and doesn't want anybody working out.
Because he doesn't want to be the fat pig next to the pool?
Yeah, like, we're all fat
come
now.
May.
No swimming.
I control your bus line, chubby boys. Okay. So, Pete.
But that didn't happen, man. That place was closed.
You
so I had to go mole around the...
Mole around? Like, dig through the dirt?
Like, the Wegmans that was... that we used to frequent. I went over there for a little bit. I didn't buy anything. I decided I would just head this way. But on my way here,
that Wegmans was the one good thing about living in that crap hole apartment.
I had so many flashbacks and
the good times.
Of the good times.
Back when you had a flop house that wasn't in West Virginia.
It was amazing.
A big boy. Yeah. I could host you.
I could get yelled at in your living room
like a real
and just
friend.
Stay there, and I'd be like, she's crazy.
Yeah,
can I stay
Sarah,
here tonight?
You're fresh to the show.
What?
I think listeners have heard this before. For the first year I knew Pete, I had this apartment in Fair Lakes, and his then-girlfriend would call and scream so loudly...
Bloody murder.
...that I could hear everything with it not on speaker, and to the point, like, it was ruining my night. Like, I would try to just play, like, Mario Maker and just be chill.
Like, can you take that outside?
Yeah. It's like,
and I would. It was embarrassing.
It really...
That
I mean,
sounds terrible.
15, 20-minute just call lay into him because he wasn't in a house... that he was paying everything for, and she, like, forced her way into living in, like, 6 months into the relationship. Jeez. And then was just like, why aren't you out here?
And it would, and then, like, at the end of it, John would be like, what happened? I'd be like, the dog ate a bottle of shampoo.
Can we go back really quick to the gym not being open? Will you do me a favor and write, like, a lengthy Yelp review on how you weren't able to get into the gym that you don't belong to?
I can do that.
And don't live at.
Yeah.
And don't
I thought I was
going to
have sex here.
Yeah.
With somebody told me I would.
And a place to sleep.
Teen.
I met a teen on Tinder. That her parents
I bought a card online. It worked. Yeah. It opened the door. But then you guys locked it with a physical key.
eBay, your teen sex card did not work.
Two stars.
Yeah. Don't you see this? This is my teen sex card. It has two punches in it.
So you went to the Wegmans that had to fire 20% of its staff after I moved away.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And what
Yeah, and that was just saddening, so I couldn't eat. So I decided I was going to come to the station.
Okay.
So after stopping at the 7-Eleven, like I do on my way to the station.
Oh, is this the 7-Eleven where you buy booze? Because
yes,
I'm confused because I thought we weren't drinking
only
before
time...
the show anymore.
Yeah, well, see, that was the thing, because I didn't get to hit the gym.
Uh-huh. You had to
I had to hit the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
He had to have someone to spill on himself so he could take his shirt off later.
Exactly.
I thought we agreed on meth before the shows. Did we not?
It's
the only way Travis and I are going to lose
still
weight.
Still working on it. Still working on that, guys. So I saw the dollar video, though, on the way in, and I know you and I had talked about it, but since you decided you were going to push the show a little bit longer, I said, what the hell, I'm going to the dollar video by
myself. I want you.
By the way, the only place I have seen in the tri-state area that has a video rental store.
I want to throw a couple things out here. First of all, dollar video is a storefront we go past every time on the way to the station. We always say, what the hell is a video store doing? How can it afford to exist charging a dollar, apparently, for its wares? And one day we'll go
apparently
in
together. Apparently a dollar, all
right? So that's one. Two, I want you to take stock of what a spiteful bitch woman Pete is.
Oh, he's hurt. I told you he'd be hurt. I told you outside he was going to get hurt.
Well, no, that's mean of you. That's a bad friend.
In a 60-second span,
you don't know John.
He has flung both his drinking and his going to the video alone because I ran late.
Hey.
None of this was under your control.
2 years.
I imagine Pete, like, cancels Christmas when his kid, like, doesn't finish all of his vegetables the day before. It's like, Christmas is
I totally
over.
Would.
Yeah. Well, I would have bought you presents, but now it's all going on.
We're
Lucky
Jewish
Horseshoe.
Now.
Yeah.
And everything's still.
Now we're all going to the racetrack.
You could win your presents. Exhilarating.
No, it wasn't that at all. I just figured, what the hell.
Well, that's cool. Why don't you tell me what, like, sleeping with the woman that I've had a crush on for 2 years
hey,
was like.
Hey, you could have gotten there a bunch of times. Like, we showed up early. I've told you I wanted to go there. We can go there on the way out.
Oh, I probably should have been flipping back and forth on camera,
by the way. Times. Yeah, okay. So you can see my eyes shifting like I was...
Well, the entire time it's been on you.
Because I was lying.
They haven't seen me, and they need this. They need
face. They need you.
Back to you, sir.
All right, back to me. So, against my better judgment, I went in there without you.
Mm-hmm.
I took a couple pictures of the outside. I got in there. I was like, wow, there is not a whole lot going on in here. Imagine just like...
Not in the front of the store. I imagine they're like laundering money for the Taliban or something. But...
Right? Yeah. So like one hallway, just the left side, as you're walking in, has DVDs on it. That's it. Really old DVDs for sale. You know, like $3 for $5, this and that. Entire, 9 feet walls or whatever, just filled with DVDs.
Everything you'd see on TBS any given weekend.
And then you go to the second half of that left-hand shelf, and you see the new releases, which is, Ride Hard, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage. These are, by the way, the things they have written on the wall as their... new releases.
2013.
The Ride Along. Yeah. Like,
oh, God.
Things like that. But in between there is a door. In between those two sections, there's a door. And it says, mature only.
All right.
Please be 18.
There we go.
Now, I am walking through a hallway that's maybe, it's like 30 feet long, 10 feet wide, whatever. I go into this mature only. I look left and right to make sure nobody's going to card me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is maybe 5 to 6 times the size of the room I was just in.
All right. So we've
and
we've
it
cracked
is
their business.
Wall
that makes
to
more sense,
wall so. Porn, dude.
Okay.
It's amazing.
But who is watching porn?
It's true.
Purist, Sarah. Thank you.
Exactly. You don't like the touch of rich...
Isn't your... Well, Travis's generation...
No, somebody else touched it, so it's not that, that safe.
Sticky.
Like, they're all in plastic cases.
This is like the kids Travis's age buying records. Like, they're completely over phone porn and looking at internet stuff. I guarantee you they're, like, ironically seeking out DVD players and DVD porn.
Exhilarating.
What is on the walls? Are they divided by sections? Is it just a jumble?
Is it lit by neon?
Yeah.
Not so much neon.
Tell us, Grandpa.
It didn't have great lighting, but that thing was jam-packed. I'm talking there was like at least a million DVDs inside this thing.
At least a million.
Like, because they did not have them in cases. They just had the front and back of whatever the DVD case would be.
Like a CD binder.
In a sleeve.
Okay.
And there was no CD in there. Like you would say, you would have it and it had a number on it and they would go pick it from the back. So, I mean, in each row, like you were picking out comic books, dude. Imagine comic books when you go to like a long box. How many can you fit in like a long box? Like 300-400 comics maybe?
I mean, as a big-time internet porn guy, I can't fathom comic books. They're just so mutually exclusive. All right.
So I was just like, and there were maybe 100 different little cubbies to choose from. And then on top of bottom of these, there are actual the DVD cases.
Okay, so then they throw it in for you to take home?
I don't know. Those were different than the ones that they had.
Oh, God.
Like, they just had so much that they were like, we can't have cases anymore. This needs to be
flat.
2 millimeters thick. Otherwise, this isn't going to fit on the shelf.
Jesus.
They had quite the operation going
on. And they had bungee cord.
For the David Carradine's
keeping the DVDs on the shelf. Like, whenever I would pick one up...
Like, it was like, that full of porn.
It was that full, and it was, like, leaning over.
Another question. Okay. All of the porn videos in that room, how many gallons of... Can I say sperm?
Semen?
Okay. How many gallons of sperm do you think is recorded as like in the on the DVDs, all of them.
Oh, on the DVDs?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was to be realistic,
more than Raven's DNA Day.
Like, is it more than 100 gallons?
No, I mean that. Like, you mean like
in
on,
all
like,
of the DVDs that were in that room?
We're saying like that happens like, in the film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I would say more than 100 gallons. Yeah. Like enough to.
Well, did you bring us
fill
anything,
up
dude?
SeaWorld. So here's the deal. I went to check one out. In fact, I was going to check a couple out.
Okay.
Because I had specifically picked Nalgas Gigante for myself, which is buttocks gigantic in Spanish.
Okay.
Because I am myself a Latina fan.
I know your fetishes, yes.
I wouldn't say fetish, just bias.
No,
right?
it's supporting the culture.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's pretty. You're right. That's an awful thing when someone's like, "Oh, he's got a fetish for Asian women." It's like they're people. It's not like you're a fetish for screwing German shepherds here.
Exactly.
But continue. Yeah. Yeah.
I would say yeah. I have maybe an affinity towards.
There you go.
So I picked that one out because I was like, okay, that's funny for me. And then I was looking at one for you, which I don't know what the hell you're into. So I went over to the Asian section, of
sure.
course.
What the hell?
And I was going to pick out, it was Long Wong John. I think that was the good one. But I only picked mine out.
How did you know the name I ordered
and
food under?
Also, what I thought was funny, because a lot of these things, a lot of the ones I really, really, really wanted to get were some of the classics. I mean, these are like 70s or 80s porns. And you're not going to find them on the internet anymore.
There's the trifecta.
Back in my day, we had...
Hold up.
Exactly.
Let me see if I can do it. You have Behind the Green Door, for all you junior masturbators out there. Behind the Green Door...
Are we talking with our homeboy from What Happens After Porn 2?
John Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's... So, yeah, Behind the Green Door. That had, yes, John Keys and Marilyn Chambers. You had Deep Throat, the very famous Deep Throat. Sarah, please pay attention.
This is
really important stuff.
Take notes.
Go home, masturbate with a little more knowledge tonight. All right.
No, thank you.
And then The Devil in Miss Jones. I think those were the three that got like widespread theater releases. And there was this weird time in the 70s where
it's
like
the golden age of porn.
The legit adult children would go like with their parents, like two different couples to be like, isn't this great? We're just watching Deep Throat and weird crap like that. And it lasted for like this brief window. And then it was like, oh, yeah, we just watched drug addicts have sex on camera in front of our children. Maybe we should just go back to, you know, Kramer versus Kramer or something like that. It was, yeah.
I'm blown away by it. You guys actually had to know a lot about the porn you were watching to watch it. Now I just Google, like, boobs.
Who was that person?
It was a more innocent time. Like, people had favorite stars and things like that. Like, nowadays, I'm just like...
They were real celebrities.
They were, and they had careers, and things were put on film stock, and there had to be direction and settings and things like this. Now, I just go on Reddit, and it's like, what college girl has destroyed her employability today? And just check that out. It's,
they're just a flash in the pan now.
Yeah, it's very different.
I've taken it for granted. I'm a millennial.
I'm glad you're learning something today about a subject near and dear to all of our hearts, really.
Because we could bring that culture back.
But why?
Makes porn stars great again.
Why do the millennials like records? And now they've moved on to cassettes with 13 Reasons Why. So this is going to be like the kids right now are onto the VHS.
Which,
and...
as I was leaving, I did see a bunch of VHS tapes, and I was very, very curious on what those held.
They weren't
accessible to me.
All animal stuff.
But I could see it. Yeah, and I could only imagine. I was like, this is where that really wild stuff that you cannot see.
I bet it's like, there's like two that are weddings. One is like a real birth, and then one is something like real creepy. Like, I think
the birth isn't the creepy
one. No, no, no. Right? I'm saying there's something like a guy standing alone in a room.
I saw one, and it just said what?
Yeah.
It just said WTF on the front.
Oh.
And I looked at the back, and I was like expecting to see, like you usually see on the back of a porn DVD, as we all look at porn DVDs all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
So the back
all
of porn DVDs shows multiple scenes, usually, you know, in entering, in
which
exiting,
okay.
A glazing, and a...
They show you where he comes?
Yeah.
That, I feel like that's the... Like, why,
I know, you're like, well...
Like, why am I going to watch
now
it now?
I know.
Spoiler
Bye.
Alert. Yeah.
Exactly.
Was there anything?
I think that that's weird too.
It's very weird.
I'm like, no, you can't have the finishing of
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It's just not
Please stop,
fun
Pete.
For anyone.
You cut off Sarah's apology. She just said, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it.
It's cool. I wanted to bring everything to a halt. I was just going to say, was there anything that was just masking tape and like the title was written in black marker? Because if that's the case, get the hell out now.
I was kind of looking for something like that, but that WTF one just said like, hey.
It's just Mark Maron sucking
It said
dick.
No, it was like on the back of it. Yeah, that's really funny. Just interviewing himself,
yeah.
Trying to self-suck the whole
I can barely get up from the camera.
After this episode's aired, the FBI is definitely going to raid
yeah,
that place.
Yeah, right? Like, all of us are going to be under investigation.
They'll
yeah.
never find it.
My poor hard drive.
I'm going to rent everything before.
I feel like there, in those videos, there has to be at least one video that is the start of a scary movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
So we have to go back and watch all of them.
And just try to save a life?
All right.
Like there's some girl who's chained up in one of them.
No, and then get murdered.
Yeah.
Okay. Get with it. Ugh.
All right, yeah. Sorry about that.
In some weird sex crime, though, so it's like kind of cool.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, like, if, at least it wasn't like a car crash.
If you have to go, you want to be like one of the weird sex deaths from Seven.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And on the WTF one, just on the back, it just said like, hey, sometimes, porn has hot chicks, not this one.
Oh.
Like, sometimes weird chicks need sex, too. So watch people have sex with weird chicks or something. And it had no pictures whatsoever. And I was like, this is absolutely absurd.
Did you get that?
So I didn't. I didn't get that one. I didn't get Long Wong John. And I did not get Nalgas Gigante.
You know what you didn't get? My hopes up.
And I also
and
didn't
probably
get...
probably crabs.
And I also didn't get... because it was just... I'm like, guys... Get with the times. Like I said, they have old stuff, right? So they were like, orgasmic Orientals.
Nice.
Hey, guys, they're called Asians. Just chill.
Unless they cut you off in traffic, but yeah.
I was going to get you that one, too.
Thanks.
So when I went to go check out with Nalgas Gigante, they took it to the back and they were like, all right, $35. And
Wait,
excuse
what?
Excuse me, what? Yeah, I don't know if they thought I was like some kid. That
yeah.
wasn't supposed to be there. I was like, what?
I don't need my youthful good
like,
looks.
No, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah. One, it was like, yeah, of course I'm supposed to be. Two, why would I buy it? I thought it was at a video rental place.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you can rent it.
We don't want this back.
Yeah, right.
He said, you have to be a member. I was like, oh, okay, what's that? You know, what was the take? And he was like, well, it's free. Then he shows me, like, the paper I have to sign. It's a $50 deposit. No, I'm not doing that. So I ended up leaving, but I was upset. Man.
I hate it when rubber hits the road when it comes to doing, like, ironic things.
However, if we do want to go back, yeah. I know.
We can all pitch
I know, in? No, I know. Screw that. I know for a fact I can just haggle that dude down to, like, 10 bucks. He just said 35 out of nowhere. He like
I would prefer to pay no money for
You could
this.
Show him your phone and show him all, like, oh, I don't need you.
Well, yes. Maybe I want a copy of it.
These are all Spanish giant asses.
In case I meet a giant ass,
supply
I can have them sign it.
Don't tell him that, though. Supply demand. Don't, you know.
Well, I'm saying, like, I could get it for really cheap.
For free.
For free? And I don't know if he wants to lose his business.
I mean.
Would you go back to this place?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, we have to film a YouTube there are... special there.
Okay.
Well, for that reason, I'm saying
the internet can only
perverted.
Move so fast, and I mean, every now and then there's an argument for the card catalog. That's all I have to say.
I want to go and see if they have Air Bud.
Air Bud.
Oh, they
might
have
Air Bud.
I took a couple pictures, so I'll show it. But they have. God, I was actually trying to find.
The
some,
one
of the
where
really, some of the really
hockey?
Funnier ones,
okay.
But there's so many DVDs in there that I just got overwhelmed, really, and just started coming everywhere.
Wow.
Just out of excitement?
So they have
yeah.
Reservoir Dogs, but they spell it just...
Like it's bootleg?
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Was that a porn?
But that is Andy Sandemus, which, by the way, is a Maryland girl who's about our age. And I have friends that were friends with her in high school.
Shout out, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out Andy Sandemus, high school football rules.
I love him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So they've got, like, really amateur, like, Asian stuff. They have like all of Mac's hardcore stuff. But see, this one I thought was the funniest. Okay, just read it.
Okay.
Hold on.
He's passing me the phone, and the picture is, well, that...
it's not just...
That doesn't... God,
a TV show.
Those are gross images. I'm looking at Fat Sex in the City.
Oh, God, I want to see it. I want to see it.
You want to see the Fat Sex?
It's all in the style of Sex in the City. It's just Fat Sex in the City.
Are you a fat Carrie or a fat Samantha?
I'm such a Miranda.
Oh, my God.
Such a fat Charlotte.
There was no fat dick to be found.
That was the original name of Good Charlotte, actually.
I think they're not that fat, though, which is
disappointing.
They
really weren't. Yeah, I know.
I was
like...
If you're going to like say fat, give me fat.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Can I go to the bathroom real quick?
Oh, my.
There are other ones on there.
I know. That's like a Missouri 5. That's not fat.
Oh, that's... It was Long Wong Wang.
Long Wong Wang. Okay.
That's the one I was going to get you. Oh, and then there's also Inside Soapland. The, the tale of a bathhouse worker.
Where you don't get any soap. Like horrible thing attached to your body afterward.
So just
we've got to go there, man.
Just about a soap shack.
We talked about it, and I'm kind of glad I went by myself. So, well, you know.
Yeah, I know. You could walk behind the beaded wall.
Back room.
What kind of people are going to this place? It's so easy not to.
You're in a room.
You know what's
one
weird is when I walked in, because I thought I was alone in that place, as you would think you would be in any video rental store. But no, as soon as I walked into the back room, a dude was coming out like holding like 3 DVDs, and I was like, oh, this is just too weird. It's like it was like we met each other, like bumped into each other.
I'm picturing the waiting room from Beetlejuice, just the most assorted mutants you've ever seen. And then Pete, you're like the Gina Davis, the
oh no,
happy,
we're frozen.
One. You froze, did? Oh God, we did freeze. I'll cut over to me. That's your crappy computer. Now it's just me on camera. Yes, God, I keep forgetting that I need to flip back and forth. Yeah, you froze. You suck, Pete.
Oh, well, as long as they can hear us.
Sorry, no, it's just funny doing porn talk with 3 guys and then Sarah's here. Just, I don't know if she's held hostage or if you two are an aficionado of the pornography, as the French say.
I very much watch porn.
Good for
like
you.
I think most women do.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. I talked to my friend today. She's like, yeah, girls watch porn.
Yeah, and I thought I was weird, but I was having a conversation with a couple of other female comics like a week or two ago.
Oh, nothing will be weird by comparison.
I am not weird. Like, I'm super, I don't know how to explain it. But
like kind of run-of-the-mill. You're like,
yeah, I really,
these girls were watching something.
You're saying your porn tastes are very milquetoast compared to theirs?
Well, see, yeah, compared, but... Compared to like my normal not comic friends, I feel like I'm the creep.
Okay, now you have to describe each tier.
So it's like normal people.
What are they into? What are the normal girls in your life into?
Well, see, a lot of them, like, they won't even talk about porn they watch, or if they watch porn.
Okay.
And then
they're already the worst people on earth.
They're already the worst.
Yes.
And then female comics, they'll straight up tell you, and it's nasty.
Okay, details. We need to fill airtime. Detail away, my friend.
Just like, okay, so I am like a fan of some weird stuff, but there, it's like a whole new level of like degrading where I'm like,
So they're into like.
Well, it's one specific, but not like all of them, obviously.
But you don't have to name them.
No,
I just, what is the degrading stuff?
Nope, I want names.
Into?
Yeah. Oh, you're not gonna get names.
I want some social security.
No,
yeah.
No. Their handles.
Yes.
It was more like we pulled stuff up and just showed each other. And it was like...
You're like, this is in my phone, spank bank.
Well, and it was like one of them, a girl was just being like drugged by her hair through like floor mucus.
That's hardcore for me. I feel...
And I was just like, she has a father. Like, stop that. Like... It was awful.
Wow.
Like, she does stuff with her family for Easter, guys. And this is like, no. Yeah, it was more than mine.
So, like, yours, they're dragged around, like, on a clean floor.
Or, like, a carpet.
Okay.
But, like, a soft one.
The carpet's nice and fancy.
And it's, like, it would have to be, like,
it's
pulling
absorbent.
By her hand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There could have been mucus
he
there.
He held my
fair.
Hand.
I just, not my
when
hair.
When he choked me.
No, like, yeah.
All right. Travis is just...
Names.
No.
Travis.
No,
I know, Nikki.
I masturbate to the Bible.
And I thought about getting something for Travis, too. I was also going to think about getting something for you, but I was like, I don't know.
You should have had, like, gift bags.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, but when the price tag came out, and I was like, they're getting Arby's.
I want to see how well you know me.
You guys
I want
are getting
go in
apps.
I want you to go in and custom pick out what you think.
Pretty much
the,
like
the porn for me.
What color of fleshlight were you going to get him? That's what we want to know. God, what do we have? Pete, so you then, that's it. You did your video. You came back with a grab bag from Arby's because you know how to roll.
Yeah.
You know how to.
You did, hungry you enough did so to many disgusting day, things today.
I did, really.
More, I'm trying to. Which,
I wanted to wash my hands so bad
more,
when I got out of
more
that place.
Semen in the Arby's or the videos, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And there was a cute little Latina working there, and I was just. My head was just going.
You had
nuts.
Her gigantic ass to play with.
What is it with your face over there?
Nothing, sorry.
Dude, that's just
face.
How she looks.
Like, it's just
that's
my face, asshole. I'm sorry.
This guy's crazy.
I mean, can a woman think about being dragged around by her hair in peace without you being weird about
it's
it?
It's 2017, Pete.
I said
we all need
mom.
To go there, by the way. We all need to
you're
go
not very
there.
You said that several times.
Because he should. It's great. It's a great show.
I want to see how much like they charge for normal videos. I also want to go in there and can we pretend like we have no interest in pornography and we are there for the
right
2012 DVDs. That we love.
Yeah.
No?
Of
No, it sounds good. Like, oh, Fast and
Let's
Furious
go to prison.
4? Yes.
And it's like so psyched about it. I'm going to get off to this.
Yeah. Bob Odenkirk.
God, if only they had something harder.
Do you guys have season 4 of House?
We just act like really weird in there and be like, wow, I wonder if they have anything harder.
This Olivia Wilde, she's going to go
places.
They bring
her porn and we're just like, no.
You know what I'm saying? What out?
Yeah. Can't believe I paid away for that.
That should be a title of one of the porn. Just meh.
Oh, everybody hates us.
While we're on the subject of disgusting things in the D.C. area, there was a Juggalo March over the weekend.
There sure was.
I thought you were going to say, let's go to Travis Doord.
No, sir. Only if you went to the march, did you?
I don't want to put that on.
Oh, you don't want to disclose your identity as a juggalo.
Pee in this cup. Let me test it. There you go.
If we'd panda you and you had just like remnants of, yeah. I don't want to.
Black and white.
That's why he was wearing the glasses.
Travis was either juggalo or in blackface.
Okay.
Can't I do both?
Yes. So this weekend, the Juggalos, which the hardcore fans of the Insane Clown Posse themselves, I feel the need to explain, a clown rap group based out of Michigan.
Do you need to explain it to anyone?
No.
I don't know.
I like your explanation. I'm sorry I interrupted.
I'm just, what, clown rap? A great clown genre of clown rap?
I like
rap?
It.
Yeah. So pretty much the ICP I think of as like the Red Triangle Gang from Batman Returns when Penguin took over like a carny crew and turned them into his gang and they were just dirty clowns. That's ICP.
They're yeah, basically.
Watch Batman Returns. They are the dirty
they're
clowns.
A gang, bro. FBI says so.
They're not a gang.
I know. They're really not.
Sarah,
really
now not. Who sounds naive, okay?
Well, okay, wait. You can only say that if somebody was sounding naive before and nobody was.
Now who's sounding so, naive?
Me!
Exactly.
Dang it.
So they are this, they're a hardcore group of fans that put on the same clown makeup as the Insane Clown Posse, and it's mm-hmm. this really tight-knit community because at least part of it...
shares their girlfriends.
God, no.
So you can say it. Yes, that is why I've... Look, never mind.
Let's
know.
Be honest, we've all Googled the words... hot naked juggalos.
Yes, we have.
Or juggalettes, I guess, and looked at the results and been like, better than expected. Didn't think it'd be even mildly acceptable, but here we are.
I mean, half that you're going to see on Our Party Girls.
It's Our Party Girls. It'll regret it getting its due. So,
we are
Insane
worst.
Clown Posse, they're Michigan folks, which automatically makes them just trash, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the politically
or beavers.
Correct term, yes. Trash,
one of the others.
Spartans, Wolverines, those things. And this is their deal. Like, once a year, they get to have the big gathering of the Juggalos where it's nothing but Michigan people spraying Faygo soda. That's their thing.
That's it.
That is, yeah.
Like their holy water?
That is their sacrament.
And they baptize their kids.
They got some good flavors. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, let's be honest. It's just White Trash Fanta, right?
It really is.
This episode was brought to you by...
Yes.
White Trash Fanta.
Speaking of sponsors, let's cut to one right now. Papa's Basement listeners, this episode is brought to you by my friends at mybookie.ag. As you guys know, I am a Redskins fan, and after their season is over by week 4, I need to do something to keep me interested in football. Fantasy is for grandmothers and school marms. Real men gamble. And you can gamble your ass off at mybookie.ag. Do you know what AG means? That the site is based in Antigua and Barbuda. That's right, utter lawlessness. Uncle Sam holds no sway here. You can bet real American dollars on Bloodsport just as easily as the Chicago Bears. I do all of my gambling via mybookie.ag because I want to win money, not the tokens and party favors you see at other websites. I'm a grown-ass man, not a kid playing skee-ball looking to score a plastic mustache. MyBookie.ag has been around for ages. They do 100% cash bonuses, and you get your money within 2 business days. That is amazing. Go to MyBookie.ag and use promo code PAPA. Hell, you can even do it while using your smartphone on the toilet. Not even Vegas lets you gamble while dropping a deuce, which is why I'm not allowed within 500 feet of the Hard Rock anymore. MyBookie.ag, promo code PAPA. Get paid. All right, back. Back, and we're back.
And we're back, baby.
Yeah. So,
it's good Fanta.
Mm-hmm. Delicious Fanta. And Faygo. So the weird thing is this group of fans of this band, really no different other than being complete trash people than like fans of Fish, the Grateful Dead. Right? Am I missing anything here?
They look scary though.
Less aggressive. On the other, on the ladder.
Those are all potheads, yes, who have taken so much in the drug department, you're just happy when they can hold their bowels in.
Yeah.
So there is that difference. But in 2011, the FBI went and designated these fans, the Juggalos, as a gang, which sounds like really funny, to me, because you're like, this is dumb. This is like designated people like into their Xboxes big time, like,
right.
Yeah,
who have Master Chief tattoos as a gang as well, and it's had real consequences for these people, like moms with like the stupid, they have what, a logo, the hatchet man.
I have a friend who has a hatchet man tattoo.
Really? How many terms has he served?
None.
Like, really?
In fact,
he's never been to prison.
3 in the Air Force,
which I don't think he'd be allowed to now. With that hatchet, people have been.
I'm not sure he's proud of it.
So there are moms that lost custody of their kids because they've had these dumb tattoos.
And they also went to the gathering of Juggalos and had Faygo poured on them.
Yeah,
like it was some.
There are people who have lost jobs just because employers found out they listened to this.
This was all such a silly thing, but then you had to bring facts into it, like make it sad.
Dude, we all want to laugh because it's at least somewhat crappy music. I have heard something like 3 Insane Clown Posse songs. It was with a friend of mine who used to smoke me up all the time in his basement in high school. He got to pick the playlist. You know what I mean? Like, it's your house, it's your pot.
I still know some of those songs.
I know there's one. Is it F the World?
I remember one song from them.
I have never, ever heard.
Oh, well, everyone, there's royalty in the studio.
Ooh.
let's bow.
Go, you're the worst. I'm
white
so
privilege.
We had real Fanta when I was growing up.
Fruit juice.
We had our own soda fountain.
She's trying to slum it up with us. I've never heard them.
Was your
but
dad
I have
the
heard
Burger
of
King?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I heard of them. Like, yeah, very aware of them.
So the Juggalos.
It's like she's never been in a porn video store or something.
I know, or eaten Arby's.
Yeah.
Be real, I've never rented a porn, and I still haven't. I'm a little upset about that.
You know, earlier she came in when you weren't here, and she's like, "I took a bite of a jalapeno popper, and forgot how much I hate jalapeno." She bit your food and then spat it out.
I didn't know I ate it. I committed to it, but that was the thing. I didn't want to, and it was miserable.
She right, forgot how much I hate Pete.
That's what I was.
So the Juggalos descended on Washington, much like, let's see, the Eclipse and the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I made no plans.
No.
Hold on, let me... Okay, camera's ready for you guys. Do your catchphrase. This
is... No, it's only when you're doing a thing.
I want it to pan test, and then we just call it good. And then we can use that at any time. Like,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. So this is in another, you know, in a line of things where I've heard about it for months, make no plans, and then day of, I'm like,
have this baby.
Why ain't I doing this thing none? You know, just like, I don't plan good, too. And, yeah, didn't get to see the Juggalo March. Apparently, they put something like, how many, 10?
I doubt they marched
100,000? 400,000?
Yeah, they probably pregame too hard.
1,000?
Half a mil, too much probably. Fuego.
I imagine they sat.
Well, I think it was pretty much like the women's march, but and then this. Weed. Like, these were the two biggest things to happen in D.C. in terms of the will of the people. No, I'm...
biggest, like, most noticeable, or...
Yeah, just raw volume. I want to say that it was, like, 1,000-ish folks, or 2,000.
Probably. That's cute. They're not that motivated.
Did you say that's cute?
It is cute, yeah.
Didn't a juggler, like, 2 years ago, cut off some girl's hand or something with a machete?
Hey, way to advance the cause, buddy.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm saying that one guy screwed it for... All the other good jugglers.
Like, you're talking a fan base in what I like to not jokingly refer to as like Percocet country. So a lot of crimes are going to be committed by these folks. Like, if you're going to, it's like a Venn diagram where like all criminals probably are juggalos, but not all juggalos are criminals type thing.
Yes.
But if you're doing time in Michigan, you do just know the names like Shaggy Two Dope and Violent J. Like, that's it. You can just...
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah, that's
it. Yeah, I didn't.
She's too bougie for us. Is that a word, bougie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm above you guys. Sorry.
No, it's cool. I mean, I know that in your private school, they only let you listen to, like, Billy Joel and stuff. But
yeah, I mean, I didn't even know what single ply was.
Only people who have gotten DUIs that are also rich.
Yes. Did you guys...
And killed people.
Do you know anyone that went to the march? Because there's a dude...
My friend Kate that I tried to get onto the show last time we did, because we were recording, actually, last Saturday, right?
No. We were not recording. I left...
We recorded on Friday, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, so on Friday, or whatever. My friend Kate, Duffel Blog writer, was there. And she took some videos, and I shared it on my Twitter feed. So if anybody's interested in that, you can just scroll down to whatever Friday.
I have a buddy, Royce Lopez, who does the More Like Radio Network that the show is on.
I know that fool.
And he and a friend flew up from Florida to be there and didn't reach out to me at all. So that's cool.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah, Royce, we could have just beat off to some money dollar porn. You just had to put in a $50 deposit, but that's cool.
Yep. Now and there's a Jack Shack around the corner, but we ain't even going to tell you about that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No Arby's for you, brother. All right.
Damn.
Travis, I'm not even going to ask John. Sarah because, you know, all of her folks were busy, chilling on the, like, rotundas of their plantations.
Yeah, of course.
So, Travis, you know anyone who jugged?
No, I was in D.C. that day, but
I didn't go.
I was at a Nats game with my grandparents.
Okay. Likely story.
Yeah. All right. We knew that we saw something on your face.
I wish I could say that I was there.
Okay. All right. You can't come out. You're afraid to lose your job. We get it. They haven't changed the FBI designation as a gang for you juggalos.
I don't want to make it worse for their cause to people have people know that I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking
they
that
don't
too.
They don't want me as one of them.
I just want to say you're like a Juggalo 8.
Yeah, Chuggy 40 hands over here.
Yes, you. You could go to the gathering of the Juggalos, and I think clean up.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
The pedophiles and the women.
Ooh.
Nice. Two demos that don't.
Yes.
And the Tila Tequilas.
Yeah, there. She did go.
She did go to a gathering.
And she did have hard glass bottles thrown at her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she left.
God, yeah.
She.
There was a couple of things that I think happened to her at that show.
Oh no.
Well, maybe. Don't.
She said it was a great time.
Really?
But because she's an insane person.
I was gonna say Tila got blue contacts and bleached her hair and then
said, "Yep."
She's a member of the Aryan race.
Yep.
Which
Aryans
is...
are the best. Yeah.
That's not how DNA works, but.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like when I put on my Afro wig and nothing happens downstairs. Yeah. No, it just doesn't happen.
You
Sarah,
just have to believe. Clap.
Sarah, you're a DC-er. Did you have anyone who rebelled and left your country club lifestyle and piloted their yacht up to the Washington Monument?
We were all pretty busy with our horses and
very cool.
Are laughing like, ha ha ha.
Meh. Is the fox fit enough to run?
Just doing a throwaway segment, I guess, to plug in the last 5-6 minutes we've got. A couple years ago, I brought to the show the name Brittany Furlon. I think that's how you pronounce it, like Mulan,
sure.
But Furlon. You do comedy and you have no idea who this
I'm
is, right?
I'm only familiar with it because I checked out some of your older clips, which mm-hmm. Some of the older Papa's Basement fans will know that he's talked about Britney for some time. And there's an older clip on there. If you check back like a couple pages, it's got some pretty good views, but John's got his, got his points on,
cause you
on her points.
Sneakily titled it something like, "Look at Britney Furlon's giant jugs."
Confirm nor deny.
Something cunning like that. And you changed the picture not to us in studio, but to her in a bikini.
I can't.
Is she a Spice Girl?
Say that I did that.
She's, she's...
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Mediocre Spice. I don't know.
She was like a Vine star.
She's a Vine star. You guys remember Vine?
Oh, I remember Vine, but I like was getting...
I hate all those people.
When it was going away, yeah.
You should.
As you should,
yeah.
So Vine was like... What, like a third generation social media? If we're counting, like, MySpace is one, Facebook 2, Twitter 3, and then everyone was like, "God damn, I need to get social media discovered." Vine comes along, and everyone's just like, "This is what I'm going to do." And there were, I guess, at least a couple attractive women, Brittany kind of being their queen, who was just like, "I'm really sexy, so I'm going to be really funny in a bikini top for 6 seconds. She got a lot of traction from that. I mean, not... because she's funny, because she's not, because she was like a really striking looking chick who had like really large breasts and...
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, let's be honest, that takes you places in this world.
I'm mildly impressed, but not that impressed.
Like, good cans on you, Brittany, yes.
Like, good job, but...
So, I really hadn't kept track of her because I'm an adult and I'm only going to look at like porn, you know, I'm not a 12-year-old in love with a Vine star, I have actual needs. Somehow the topic of Brittany Furlon came up, and I was like, "Holy crap, yeah, I remember her." And someone posted like an Instagram link to her current account. I gave her a look, and in the 2 years since like Vine collapsed, I guess she's like gone and done her own thing, because she has something like 2.2 million Instagram followers, which is really good. But she's gotten her face done. Like, she wasn't unattractive before, but she used to just be like this Italian chick from like Central PA.
Does she have a fish face?
She has like the Kardashian kind of face now.
Okay, yeah.
She had very large breasts to begin with, but has done something to like augment them and turn them into just standard fake boobs, which is heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. So they like defy gravity and they're all like hanging up by her chin and stuff.
I mean, like, she just has... Yeah, just look up Brittany Furlon. Like, one of her top three photos is her just in a bikini, like, looking like she's out of a Ludacris video or some crap. And the caption is just like, "My pits smell like blue cheese." And it's like, yeah, this is you. You're the quirky.
Oh, yeah.
You're the quirky
you're
hot
so
girl.
High.
Oh, my God. She's smoking. Get this. Here's the trifecta.
The first video. Sorry to cut you off, but the first video that, like, pops up for her is just, like, her putting, like, 5 hot dogs in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real knee slapper.
That's comedy.
That's how Red Fox got
like
there.
Vine and people who got famous on Vine was, it's like people who, they would have just peaked in high school otherwise if there hadn't been Vine.
I think we're dead on
like,
with that.
Let's stop paying attention to these idiots now.
Well, thank God Vine came along for her, because you know why, Sarah Roche? She is now having sex and dating Tommy Lee.
Hepatitis.
Tommy Lee.
Hepatitis himself.
And it just made my heart break for her dad, who, like, I think she's Italian on both sides. You can just imagine this friggin' grumpy old guinea rooting for the Steelers from his couch. Mm-hmm. And in the span of 3 years, he has daughters.
Sliding her across the floor.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are an oily tribe. And in 3 years, his daughter has gone from, like, dicking around on Vine in the basement to getting the hep, as you correctly remembered, Pete, from Tommy
yep.
Lee. And, yeah, boobs done, fake face, and all that. And I wish we could explore that, but we have to do the outro because it's, like, 3 minutes till we exit.
Getting the full remote.
Yes.
From Mr. Rockstar. What was that band that he was in?
Oh, God, there was Motley Crue was the main one.
No, Methods
of Mayhem?
Yeah, the Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah.
Porn star.
Horrible.
Ugh.
Horrible. The video with Pam. I remember
that
it well.
Guy.
All right. Pete, Travis, Sarah, do your things, and then I'll do mine.
Hey, what's up? I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter. That Pete Maybe on Instagram. Maybe not on Tumblr. I don't use that one much. But I also have my website, PeteMaybe.com, so come say hi. But also, keep checking out Papa's Basement. Watch it on YouTube. Join us live so that we can have these fun conversations. And, you know, we're going to open up the phone lines if you guys start joining in. We're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm Travis Thorward, at Travis Thorward. Keep tuning in, or I will murder you.
He means it.
I'm Sarah. You can follow me at Rochasaurus, and you can also come see me do stand-up comedy tomorrow night at Tenley Bar and Grill, and then at Lost Rhino on the 21st.
What? Lost Rhino? Nice.
All right, everyone. I am John Papagiorgio. That was Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there. If you want to see video, all of the recent episodes, and a bunch of Papa's Football Podcast is hosted at youtube.com/papasbasement. You want to subscribe to that Papa's Football Podcast, it is at pfpod.com. You want me on social media, it is at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. And like I said, facebook.com/papasbasement. I believe that's it. In papasbasement@gmail.com if you want to get a hold of us for whatever reason. Till the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, back off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.